The Case of the Dixon Torpedo, Arthur Morrison. Espionage and counter-espionage stories were extremely uncommon in the Victorian era. Although spies existed from the beginning of nation-states and before, it was seldom openly acknowledged. It wasn't until William Le Coeur pressed the British government to create a secret service soon after the turn of the 19th century that it became officially acceptable for a nation to engage in spying. Famously, one British government official was reluctant to enter this arena, stating that a gentleman doesn't read someone else's mail. Most early spy stories were really detective stories in which government secrets were pilfered rather than money or jewels. After the staggering success enjoyed by Arthur Conan Doyle with his Sherlock Holmes series, other authors, undoubtedly pressed by publishers who hoped to cash in on the new phenomenon of detective adventures, produced a deluge of novels and short stories whose protagonists followed in the footsteps of Holmes. The most successful was Arthur Morrison's 1863-1945 Martin Hewitt, who made his debut in Martin Hewitt Investigator 1894, followed by two more short story collections and a novel, The Red Triangle, 1903. Like Doyle, Morrison had little interest in or affection for his detective, convinced that his atmospheric tales of the London slums were far more significant. He may have been right, as they sold well in their time, show greater vitality, and are said to have been instrumental in initiating many important social reforms, particularly with regard to housing. In addition to his naturalistic novels of crime and poverty in London's East End and the exploits of Hewitt, Morrison wrote other books connected to the mystery genre, including Cunning Murrell, 1900, a fictionalized account of a witch doctor's activities in early 19th century rural Essex. The Hole in the Wall, 1902, a story of murder in a London slum, and the Dorrington Deed Box, 1897, a collection of stories about the unscrupulous Horace Dorrington, a con man and thief who occasionally earns his money honestly by working as a private detective. The present story features Martin Hewitt, Morrison's most significant contribution to the mystery genre, in which the detective engages in counter-espionage activity, functioning as a private detective, of course. The Case of the Dixon Torpedo was originally published in Martin Hewitt Investigator, London, Ward, Locke and Bowden, 1894.